The Drive Home by Bed Tiger. The car sped down the winding country lane as Charlotte adjusted her lipstick in her mirror. "Am I going to know anybody there?" she asked. It was the summer of 2003, and their destination was the hospital where John had been working as a junior emergency medical doctor for half a year. Tonight was the hospital's summer ball.
Just Emily and Matt, I think," he replied.
"Who?" "She's been to our church a few times, and Matt is her new husband. I think they go to a different church now."
"Nope, never heard of them.
It's tricky to get to know people at church when we barely make it there ourselves."
"Oh, well, in that case, no, sorry."
"Don't worry, I'll look after you. Thanks for coming and helping me say good riddance to bad rubbish."
The last 6 months had not been easy for John. They had moved to a new city not so long ago and had struggled to settle into a new church. It didn't help that John worked 2 weekends out of every three and was permanently exhausted from his grueling shifts at a hospital that was 30 miles away from their home. He had begun this job with ambitions of a career in emergency medicine. Now he couldn't wait to get out into something that took less of a toll on their marriage. They had been wed 3 years now, and in the new year they had decided to ditch the contraceptives in hope that a baby would soon come. It was now June, and they had made love twice.
"Don't worry about me," Charlotte encouraged him. "I'll be sociable enough once I've had a few drinks."
"I guess I'm driving us back then."
She smiled and blew him a kiss, and John took his eyes off the road just long enough to gaze upon his wife. The royal blue dress she was wearing hugged her curvy figure perfectly, and the strapless black push-up bra underneath gave his eyes a feast of her shapely breasts. She was wearing a pair of gold high heels that only ever got worn on very special occasions, and John wished he could look at her for longer. But no, the winding curves of the road meant that even a momentary lapse of concentration could mean him veering off into a tree. So on he drove, windows down and music blasting out.
"What is this tune?" Charlotte asked. "Take It Off by the Donnas," John replied.
"Wow, the lyrics are pretty racy. Not often you hear girl singers coming out with this sort of thing."
"I know. It's an all-girl band, so it was definitely written by a woman."
"It's almost AC/DC levels of horniness. What's the female equivalent of cock rock?"
"Dunno, babe. I like it because it reminds me of you." He smirked at her, and she raised her eyebrows in mock offense. "Anyhow, we're here now." At long last, they arrived, got out of the car, and joined the party. The entertainment committee had done a pretty good job of turning the staff canteen into the venue for tonight's ball. The functional cafeteria tables and chairs were now long banquet tables with candles, flowers, and streamers. In one corner, a band was setting up, a mobile bar occupied another corner, and the big doors at the back led outside to a field with a bouncy castle. All of John's workmates had ditched the scrubs and uniforms for the night and looked transformed in their evening dresses and tuxedos. John and Charlotte each grabbed one of the free glasses of champagne and headed over to the bouncy castle, where they could see John's friends, Matt and Emily. The young newlyweds were a breath of fresh air, jumping around while swigging at the free booze. John and Charlotte soon lost their inhibitions and were bouncing around, too. And pretty soon they were all laughing at themselves. Four doctors bouncing around in full evening wear whilst drinking champagne was pretty funny in itself, although Emily and Charlotte were laughing much harder than the men. Soon John realized why. Emily, a slim, petite woman wearing a dress that went all the way to her neck, had no trouble keeping her dignity whilst bouncing. Charlotte, on the other hand, was a more voluptuous lady and wore a much lower-cut dress. John caught her out of the corner of his eye, hastily putting her boobs away before anyone else noticed. She tried to regain her poise and look like nothing had happened, but could not look John in the eye without giggling. Her blushes were saved by the dinner bell. They sat over with John's workmates from the emergency department. It was nice to see them out of work gear and enjoying themselves. John sat down next to Lily, one of the senior doctors, and Charlotte sat opposite them next to some of the nurses. The dinner wasn't bad, and Charlotte was definitely enjoying the free wine. John, on the other hand, wished that he could have some. Lily had already had quite a lot and was in John's ear for the whole meal, telling him stories of her disastrous love life.
John couldn't help feeling jealous of Charlotte, who was giggling with her new friends and sipping on the Merlot, while he was forced to drink Diet Coke and hear tales of why Torquil or Jaunty or whoever Lily's latest man was such an arsehole. Was this really what the world and its glorious sexual freedom had to offer? A string of hollow, empty relationships in search of the perfect partner? People had laughed at him for his desire to keep sex within marriage, but as he looked at his beautiful wife, even keeping in mind all the difficulties they had been having, he couldn't help but feel he was having the last laugh. He breathed a sigh of relief as they finished dessert, and the band started to play. Tearing himself away from a barely conscious Lily, he offered Charlotte his hand, and they went over to the dance floor. As the band worked through their set of 60s and 70s covers, John and Charlotte were soon joined by all the rest of the ED doctors and nurses, and for a few hours they could shut out the world and dance the night away. John had to help Charlotte out a few times as she overbalanced whilst dancing in her heels. It had been a while since they'd been dancing, and even longer since she'd had this much wine. He put his arms around her as he steadied her, and she planted a big kiss on his neck. "Ah, my handsome husband, sweeping me off my feet again," she said with a smile. "Yeah, keeping you on your feet more like it," he replied as they both chuckled. At last the band finished their last song, and John and Charlotte made their way back to the car. On the way, they saw Matt and Emily getting off the bouncy castle. John could have sworn he saw Matt buttoning up his trousers and Emily readjusting her underwear. "Night-night, lovebirds!" Charlotte yelled at them, making the young couple jump out of their skin before turning to give a sheepish wave. John and Charlotte got in the car just as it started raining. "So do you reckon Emily and Matt had sex on the bouncy castle?" Charlotte giggled. "I don't know," John replied. "You know, I don't remember seeing them on the dance floor. In fact, I didn't see them at all after dinner." "So they were shagging on the bouncy castle the whole time? Wow, newlyweds, huh?" Charlotte laughed. "Oh, to be young and adventurous again." "We're still young-ish," he protested. "Yeah, and we need to get to work on making babies, darling." "Yeah, I know," he sighed, internally cursing his work schedule that denied them so many opportunities. They drove on in silence through the lashing rain. The tape had changed over and was playing Black Cherry by Goldfrapp. This album was pure sex music. Clearly, John's sexual frustration was subconsciously affecting even his driving music choices. As Alison Goldfrapp sang those sweet notes, you could cut the sexual tension in that car with a knife. "You know, these tights are really annoying me. Mind if I take them off?" "Of course not, babe," he replied. Awkwardly, Charlotte lifted her bum up and rolled her tights off her legs. John was able to catch a glimpse of her sexy white thighs in the moving light of the street lamps. "Need help changing gear?" she asked him.
"What? No, why?"
John jumped as he felt Charlotte's hand on his thigh. It slowly crept up to his crotch. "Is this the gear stick?" she smirked as her hand reached his cock. The shock nearly made him swerve off the road. She teased his cock a few more times through the fabric of his trousers before she withdrew her hand. They had passed the edge of town and were out on badly lit country roads now. The rain was crashing onto the windscreen and visibility was almost non-existent. John, despite being so turned on, had to focus. He wanted to get home as fast as possible. He wanted his wife so badly right now, and he knew she wanted him too, but 30 miles per hour was the fastest he could safely manage under the circumstances. Great, he thought. It's going to take all night to get home. "These knickers are really uncomfortable too," Charlotte giggled, fighting with her dress and pulling her panties down over her legs. John finally cottoned on. His wife wasn't playing, nor was she teasing him now to get him hot for later. She wanted him now. "And this bra." She reached behind herself to unclasp it. John had his eyes fixed on the road and could only make out what she was doing out of the corner of his eye. This was too much. He longed to look across and take in her beauty, but he knew that doing so could, at worst, be death for them both. Her arm came into his vision. She dangled her bra in front of him so the end was touching the bulge in his crotch. Chuckling, she moved it back and forth so the material teased the end of his raging prick before dropping it into his lap. You should feel my pussy now, John. It's so wet.
Oh, yeah? He said, trying to stay calm.
Yeah, I've soaked right through my dress onto the seat. Your car is gonna smell of me for days.
Meanwhile, Allison Goldfrapp sang the words, "Touch my garden," on the car stereo.
You know what? Fuck it, John said, and reached his hand under her dress to her naked pussy. And oh, how wet she was. Charlotte gasped as his fingers slid straight inside her.
Oh, yeah, baby, she moaned. That's what I've been needing all fucking night.
Yeah, honey, John said, with his eyes on the road, right hand on the wheel and left hand inside his wife's dripping honey pot. How about this? And he moved his hand up so that his middle fingertip gently brushed her clitoris.
Charlotte screamed as her whole body convulsed at his slightest touch. Her eyes closed, and she threw her head back.
Her knuckles went white as she gripped the seat. Her breath became shallow and rapid, and from her garden flowed forth a river of juices.
Oh, yeah, that's it, babe. Come on, baby, just bring me off.
The blast of a car horn brought John's attention sharply back to the road. He'd almost gone over the center line and crashed head-on with a truck. Immediately, John put both hands back on the wheel, his left hand slippery from having been inside his wife.
Sorry, babe. No can do if we both want to live, he said, with a tone of regret.
You'll have to bring yourself off.
Allison Goldfrapp continued, "Put your dirty angel face between my legs and knicker lace."
Aw, but honey, it's so much better when you do it, she pleaded. I need your fingers back inside me now.
John got the distinct impression that Charlotte didn't care if they did crash, so long as she could come right now. And then John spied something perfect, a farm track. He slowed and pulled off the main road onto the deserted track, stopped, and turned the engine off. He figured no fool would be out in this weather, so the chances of getting caught were zero. Well, almost zero. At last he could turn properly and look at his wife, the skirt of her dress bunched up around her waist and both her breasts bared over the top of it. Their seat belts quickly became unbuckled and they dived toward each other for a passionate kiss. John slowly brought his hand up her side to her exposed breast and then gently toyed with her nipple with his fingers.
Oh, she moaned as she broke off the kiss and pushed him back down into his seat.
Her hands immediately went to the buckle on his belt, and in no time at all his trousers were undone and she was tearing his underpants down. He reclined his seat while her fingers freed his already erect cock, and before he knew it she had his trousers and pants around his knees and was kissing him again with her hand around his rock-hard penis.
"Wonderful electric, 'cause I feel you," sang Allison Goldfrapp. His whole body shook with the electric sensations of his wife's tongue in his mouth and her hand stroking his dick. Suddenly, she released him before climbing over his body with her legs either side of him. She slipped the spaghetti straps of her dress off her shoulders and leaned forward, offering her breasts to his mouth. Reaching up, he took both of her soft, succulent bosoms into his hand, gently squeezing them as he played with her nipples with his tongue. She sighed as a wave of pleasure came over her.
Oh, yeah, babe. I gotta have you now.
Her hand went immediately downward to take hold of his cock once more, moving her hips around until her entrance was above what she wanted so badly. She gently lowered her soaked pussy onto his rock-solid shaft.
Oh, yes, Charlotte moaned as she enveloped him. Oh, that feels so good.
She attacked his mouth with hers once more and thrust her tongue between his lips. She put her hands gently on both sides of his face while her tongue danced in his mouth. Whilst below, she took control of the rhythm, slowly grinding her pelvis into his crotch.
John moved his hands down to squeeze her beautiful bottom,
and stroked the back of her thighs. He became lost in the sensations his wife was giving him from both her pussy and her tongue, as if each movement of her vagina transported him further and further away from his body and into a sexual paradise. She started to move faster, and he felt his orgasm building. Charlotte straightened her body and sat upright, with all her weight going through his pelvis. Her breasts looked so wonderful as she arched her back, pointing her nipples proudly outwards. His hands immediately went to her breasts, and with his thumbs he gently toyed with her nipples. She exclaimed as she worked herself up and down on his shaft. Faster and faster she bounced up and down on him, squeezing his manhood harder and harder with her tight cunt and gushing all over him. As he moved his hands down her hips and joined in with her screams of ecstasy, her breast tantalizingly bounced up and down in time with her whole body while she pumped up and down on his throbbing prick. The sight of his beautiful wife fucking him with all her being brought John right to the edge, and with a loud groan he launched spurt after spurt of his semen into his wife's hot, tight, and dripping wet pussy. Charlotte responded straight away and milked every drop of cum from his cock with her strong vagina. John sighed in satisfaction as she fell forward on him and embraced him, his cock still in her cunt and a huge wet mess all over the seat. I'm in love with a strict machine, Allison Goldfrapp sang as they basked in the afterglow. Oh, that was great, honey, Charlotte panted. I gotta get off, though. My knees are killing me.
Oh, my. I'm not surprised, John replied, seeing that she'd had her knees resting on the hard plastic of the car door and the gear stick housing. Laughing, she got back in her seat, but replaced none of her clothes. Amazingly, it had stopped raining, and the sky had cleared while they were making love, so they buckled up and began the rest of the drive home, grateful that they'd be able to go a bit faster. He had brought nothing to clean himself up with, so he had no choice but to sit in the wet patch until they got home. But he didn't mind. It had been completely worth it. Nor did she seem to mind having her breasts bared to the moonlight for the rest of the drive home. When they finally arrived home, John quickly took himself to the bathroom. As nice as it was having a reminder of their lovemaking, the sticky sensation in his crotch was becoming uncomfortable, and he needed to have a thorough clean before he got in bed. He stripped all his clothes off and stood over the sink. Applying a generous amount of soap to his hands, he worked up a lather in the warm water and spread it all over his man parts. "What you doing?" he heard his wife say from the bedroom. "Oh, you know, just cleaning up down below." She didn't reply, and the next thing John knew, Charlotte was standing in the bathroom doorway, still wearing nothing but her dress. As he rubbed the soap around his cock and balls, she let the straps fall off her shoulders, and the garment fell onto the floor, leaving her completely naked before him. She sexily sashayed over to him and placed her hands on his soapy member. Staring straight into John's eyes, she gently squeezed him and moved one hand slowly up and down on his shaft whilst caressing his balls with the other. Gradually, she picked up the pace and rotated her hand clockwise and anti-clockwise, up and down on his hardening penis. Soon John was hard and as big as he had been back in the car, and he had to brace himself on the sink as she vigorously pumped his shaft faster and faster. His knees became weak, and he felt another orgasm building when suddenly she stopped. He looked up to see his naked wife walking away to the bedroom. "Rinse the soap off, then join me in the bedroom," she said with a wink. John rinsed and dried off as quickly as he could and scampered over to the bedroom. What he saw when he got there left him open-mouthed.
Charlotte was on all fours on the edge of the bed, face down, bottom in the air, and pussy wet, glistening and ready for his cock. "I want you to have me standing up," she purred. "Get over here, big boy." John didn't hesitate. In a moment, he was behind her. He placed his hands on her back and started to gently stroke her.
"No," she panted, "no more foreplay. Just fuck me like the naughty girl I am."
Her words made his cock throb, and he did exactly as instructed. Guiding his cockhead to her moist entrance, he slammed hard into her pussy. She gasped and moaned as he slowly withdrew and then slammed in again, so hard the bed shook.
"Ah, yes," Charlotte screamed. "That's what I want, baby. Give it to me so fucking hard."
And on he went, increasing his pace and intensity. She writhed and moaned louder and louder, her tits swaying back and forth from his rhythmic pounding. Her body jerked from the orgasmic waves coursing through her, and still he hammered away at her cunt with his dick. Smack, smack, smack. His hips were hitting her big bottom so hard that her white, plump mounds were turning red, and still he pounded faster and harder.
"Yes," she screamed. "Oh, baby, this is just what I fucking need. Hard as you can. Fast as you can. Fuck me. Use me. Make me come."
And she squirted. Her juices gushed like a waterfall down her thighs and onto his dick. She screamed once more as her cunt contracted over and over. The sounds and the sensation of her coming all over his dick brought him to orgasm, and they both came as one. He erupted once again inside her, and this time was even more intense than the first, sending his body and mind into a blissful paradise. His cum and her juices mixed together as they came down from the peak, breathless, panting, and covered in each other's love fluid. John withdrew from Charlotte, and they both collapsed on the bed. They smiled at each other, looking eye to eye as they both caught their breath. She rolled over to him and lay her head on his chest. "I love you," he whispered.
"I love you too," she replied, before drifting off to sleep, wrapped in his arms. Within moments, he was asleep too.
They didn't wake up until noon the next day, and they cuddled in bed for a full hour, more relaxed than they could remember being in a long time. A few weeks later, John started a new job with much kinder hours and nearer to home. They spent much more time together, went to church more, made more friends, and had a lot more sex.